Okay, let's get into the next parak of Yehoshua. We're up to parak Chaf. We have finished the Goralos. All of the Shvatim received their portion. And now we have some loose ends to tie up. The first one is the Arei Miklat. We know that there is a mitzvah d'arais in the Torah to separate six Arei Miklat to be there for anyone who is a Ritzoyach Pashogik, somebody who kills by accident. He is able to run there and be free and protected from the Goel Adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu separated three of them, but we know Chazal tell us that the other, they weren't collate. They didn't afford protection until the other three, Yeshua Ben Nun, finished the job. So that's what this parak is about. Parak Chaf, Hashem tells Yeshua Ben Nun to finish separating the Arei Miklat, separate the three on the west side of the Yarden, and then that mitzvah will be complete, and they will go into effect. These six were amongst the 48 cities of the Arei Leviim, which we'll discuss in the next parak, relating to the Leviim getting cities, because that's the only Shevet that is outstanding right now that has no place to live, because all the other Shvatim received, and Levi is the only one that is waiting. So that's what this parak is about. It's a parak that reviews some of the halachas of Arei Miklat. It even adds one or two halachos that we will mention as well. So the Torah the parak starts off. Daber Hashem al Yeshua Leimar. The Malbim already points out this is a unique pasuk. Where else do you have such a pasuk? This sounds like a Torah pasuk, right? If you read it quickly, you like even though we even like stumble like Daber Hashem el, we stop. We're about to say Moshe and we say Yeshua. Daber Hashem el Yehoshua Leimar. Dibur, that word, that phrase, that verb is usually reserved for Moshe Rabbeinu, the special dibur that he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet here, Hashem tells Yehoshua, and the Navi uses the same phrase. The Gemara already picks up on this. The Gemara in Makkos on Daf Yud Aleph notes that Amar Bichama Bar Chanina Bebnei Ne'emra Parshas Rotzchim Balashan Aza. Why is the Parsha of murdering Beshogeg mentioned with the Lashon Aza? Dechsiv Vaydaber Hashem El Yehoshua Leimar Daber El Bnei Yisrael VeLeimar Tnu Lachem Es Arei Miklat Asher Dibarti Aleichem VeGomer. Why is the Lashon of Vaydaber used? It's very unusual, right? Rashi says there Beshel Yehosh Bechol Yehoshua Ksiv Vayomer Hashem VeKan Ne'emar Vaydaber Hashem El Yehoshua VeDibur Lashon Azu. Why? Answers the Gemara, nothing negative. Mibnei Shehein Shel Torah. Because they are Shel Torah. What does that mean? Rashi. Aval Shar Amiros She'amar Lo Amar Dover L'Kayei Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah Chutz Mizu. This was in relating to a mitzvah d'araisa. So this pasuk is relating to the Torah. So it uses a Torah type of Lashon. Because this is the mitzvah of Ir Miklat. That is relating to the Torah. The question is asked, though, by the Moser HaNevi'im, by other Achronim I saw, and that is, but there's one earlier mitzvah as well in Sefer Yehoshua that we have already discussed that also was related to a mitzvah of the Torah. Right, looking back in Perek Hey, we have the mitzvah of Bris Milah. After Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden, Hashem told Yehoshua, you have to give them all Bris Milah in order for them to partake of the Korban Pesach. Pasuk says, Vayesahi Amar Hashem El Yehoshua. Hashem said Amira, that Lashon. Asilacha Charvos Surim V'shuv Mol Es Bnei Yisrael Shenis. So why, if it's all about the mitzvah from the Torah, so why, there are two mitzvahs that are discussed, Bris Milah and Ir Miklat. So why does Bris Milah not get a Vayidaber? So the Moser HaNevi'im gives two different answers to this. He says, number one, Dibur, as we know, even though it's something negative, it is a Lashon Kasha. It's a Lashon Az, strong. Right, the Gemara darshins on the pasuk by Har Sinai. Right, Kosomar Leves Yaakov is Sagei LeBnei Yisrael. Amir is a softer lashon. That's why to the women, to the Beis Yaakov, that's softer. So maybe here Vayedaber is used, and it is not used by Mila, because by Mila we were being Mekayim anyway, and we wanted to be Mekayim it. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos. In Parak Balaza Demila, that Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer called Mitzvah Shekiblo Aleim Besimcha Kigon Mila Dichsiv Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha Kamotzi Shal Arav Adayin Osa Osin Osa Besimcha. Klal Yisrael loved Bris Mila, and therefore they didn't need this lashon. Usually, this lashon is be strong and tell them this din, but Bris Mila we didn't need it. So that's why the Musar Navim explains why Vayidaber was not used there. The other answer, which is a little more fundamental, is that maybe it's different. Over there, there was a mitzvah in the Torah, and now Hashem was telling Yeshua, make sure you fulfill that mitzvah that was in the Torah. But here, this is a hashlama of the mitzvah. The mitzvah has never been done. By Bris Milah, there's many people have gotten Bris Milah before in history. And now you do that mitzvah too. But what does the Gemara say? What does the language of the Gemara mean? Mipnei Shehein Shel Torah. This is a finishing up of the mitzvah that has to be done. This is the only time it's done. The first time it's done. It's a hashlama. So it's as if this is a mitzvah daraisa. That's why he uses the lashon of Vayedaber. V'yodef shalomar, b'bnei shemitzvah samila ein zos davar chadash b'Yisrael. Ki kvar niskabla mitzvah zu b'Yisrael. Ein tzorach lashon lomar v'lashon az. Ir ari miklat haisa mitzvah chadasha. Ki ha-shalosh arim shehifrish Moshe lo ha yukoltos od ad sheba Yeshua. As we're going to talk more about soon, Be'ez Hashem, the cities did not afford protection, go into their halachic status, until all of them were placed into place. And therefore, that's why this is a mitzvah that is adding on. Also, you could mention that this parsha adds on to the mitzvah, something that we didn't even know. The psukim describe that when he comes to the city, he has to make an announcement what he's there for. Right? The Gemara, the Bavli, the psukim don't say that. What does the Gemara say? In Pasuk Dalet, V'nosel achasa me'arim ha'ele, V'yamad Pesach shar ha'ir, and he stands at the gate of the city. V'diber ba'ozni sikne ha'ir ha'hi, and he has dvarav, and he tells the Zakenim his words. And what happened? That's not in Maseh. That's not earlier in the Torah. So this is adding not only a mitzvah that has never been completed, but it's even adding some details. So he tells the Zakenim Vasvu so ha'ira alehem. They gather him in v'nasin lo makom v'yashav imam, and they give him a place, and he lives there, right, to be safe from the goel hadams. That's a crucial discussion. The difference between Mila and Arei Mikla, the two mitzvahs that Yeshua ben Nun, two mitzvahs daraisas that are discussed, but the important difference between them. As we've just related, Chazal tell us that even though Moshe Rabbeinu started doing this mitzvah, but Yeshua ben Nun finished it. Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayeschanan, Afal pi, quoting the Gemara, Afal pi shein shalosh shebe'ever hayarden koltos ad sheyavdilu osan shebe'eretz Yisrael, even though the three in Ever hayarden do not have the desired effect of protection until the ones in Eretz Yisrael are set aside. Umoshe yada kvar shalo yikanes le'eretz Yisrael, and Moshe already knew that he wasn't going in. Afal pikein, still, Moshe Rabbeinu had the attitude of, Omar, kol ma shebekochi la'asos, e'eseh. U'mitzvah she'efshal l'kayma a'kaymena. Amazing, Moshe was not going to get credit for this mitzvah. It wasn't going to work until Moshe was finished, until Yeshua ben Nun finished the job. Moshe says, I have a chance to do something, I'm going to do it, I'm going to start it, I'm going to do what I can, because mitzvah shebal yadi akaimena, I will do what I can. Right? The Rama picks up on this and calls it, in Pirush Mishnayos and Avos, a chatzi mitzvah. A chatzi mitzvah. Right? It's not even a mitzvah, it's half a mitzvah. Right? But this is what we do. Even if you can't finish a job, any little, one of the hashkafa of grabbing any little cheluk of a mitzvah. Right, that's what he does. And so the David HaMelech with buying the land for the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Also, he knew that he wasn't going to be able to build it. Eventually, he knew that. And yet, he didn't stop working and doing everything he can. The Gemara even says in Zvachim that he was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. He was Mekadesh the foundations. But says the Chafetz Chaim in Vayeschanan, and we have to learn from this attitude. Because many times the Yetzer Hara tells us, oh, you can't finish it. It's such a big job. Why even start? He says, that's the problem. The Brisa tells us in Avos Rabbi Nassan, Al tarchik atzmacha mimida she'en la'kitzva. Don't distance yourself from something that is infinite. Umi malacha she'en la'gemira. From work that does not have an end. Says the Chafetz Chaim ki adua. Sha'yetzer mefateh adam milakayim mitzvah shmiras halashen. Classic. Where the Yetzer Hara tells us, shmiras halashen, forget it, lashon hara is so hard. But Omer lo mato elis tagielucha. What, for an hour today? You want to speak lashon hara? Yeah, what about tonight? What about the next day? Im tomor v'tamik b'zein yan. Haim tucha la'agia ad kitzvasa. For the shmaras picha kol yimei chayecha. Could we be perfect? You know what? You might as well not start. Why do a half-baked job? Yoter tov l'cha shlo taschil b'zu amida klal. Ki imida she'in la kitzva b'zmanu b'inyan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Abai is telling us there in Avos Rabbi Nassan. No, don't run away from something infinite. Right? And he gives the mashal. Lamaze doma. Lechet shalach asfasa yam barash. Yam polit avadim tovus margolius. You're walking by the beach and all of a sudden you see diamonds coming out of the water. All over thousands and millions of diamonds. So what are you going to say? Oh, I can't pick all of them up. Forget it. I'm going home. No! What we do, we go, we fill up our pockets with as many diamonds as we can, and then that's it. Klum Yisrasho mi lalaktan. Bishvil shlo yumshach zman l'kitasa raksho shatayim. You only have a shopping spree for a certain amount of time, so you're not going to do anything? No. Hal gama matazeh. Tov lo yoser mi loko mea yamim avni binyin vavni gazis. Still, it's better than having many hours and years of gathering things that are not diamonds. He says that's how we have to view mitzvos. We have to view mitzvos as every little bit, every part of a mitzvah. Then he gives the mashal and the Ma'aseh LaMelech in the footnote. He quotes what the Chafetz Chaim writes in his other Sfarim. We're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden we realize we're in Shomei HaTefillah. We're like, how did I get here? What happened? So many times we're daydreaming, and then we realize that we're saying Shmoneh Esrei. So what might the Eitz Sahara tell us? Okay, forget it. This Shmoneh Esrei is gone, finished. Maybe you'll get him next time. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, stop right now. He says, a little girl was sent to the marketplace to get eggs, and she's on her way home with eggs in a basket, and all of a sudden some ganavim come and grab one egg and grab the other egg. So what should she do? Okay, I lost all my eggs and throw all the other eggs down. No, somebody will tell her, run home, keep the eggs that you have. You have a few eggs, so at least protect those. So we have four brachas left in Shmoneh Esrei. So what? Forget it. No, we have one bracha. Even if it's Sim Shalom, even if it's Modim, one little bracha. Kein davar mamash binyan tefila. Hayetzer mizgaber lala adam. Umapil alav atzlus umachshav azaros. Achei dizelo eskavin bekama brachas miyat tefila. So the Yetzer gets us and we don't have kavana. V'yem kein al tamtin achei yachtov hakol. Don't wait until he gets everything. Gamata chatov ezariz ezas b'chol b'chol kalchacha l'chavein l'habrachas. Whatever you could do, even if it's Shema Koleinu, even if it's Sim Shalom, whatever it is, try to do what you can, right? And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did as well. It's even at the end of the section of Ari Miklat, the Chafetz Chaim notes that there's a pasuk, a very famous pasuk that we all know. V'zos ha-Torah asher sa Moshe levnei b'nei Yisrael. That pasuk appears right after Ari Miklat. And the question is, what's it doing there? What's it doing there? So says the Chafetz Chaim, maybe this is the message. But according to what I said, he says, yes, this is the Zos HaTorah, to have this attitude following Moshe Rabbeinu of doing every little bit that you can in order to grab a mitzvah or part of a mitzvah. That is what one has to do. That's what we learned from this message. There's just one other question we have to deal with, and that is, so why weren't the ones in Chutz La'aretz collate right away? Why did Hashem make them dependent on each other? Right? Moshe appoint these three, designate these three, and then the other three will be Yoshua. Why? Why can't we just say that these three will work, and the other three will work when they're appointed? So it's an amazing Meshachachma. Meshachachma in Parshas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasik Yud Chavches, says two reasons. Number one, he says, well, we don't want people running from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Right? Let's say during the first 7 years, let's say somebody killed Beshogeg, then, oh, they're going to have to run to Chutz La'aretz? We don't want that. We want people to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Number one. Number two, unbelievable. He says, Va'od, derotzeach shegole, mikavet tamid shemayamas ha-kohen ha-mashiach v'yatza mimisaso. As the psukim describe here, when does the rotzeach Beshogeg go free? When the Kohen Gadol dies. We'll talk about that in a minute. So, if the Ari Miklat worked in Chutz La'aretz right away, that would be a problem. Because Hashem promised Elazar HaKohen that he would go into Eretz Yisrael. If somebody goes into the Ari Miklat and he knows about this promise, he will have Yeyush. He won't, right? If somebody's in the Ari Miklat, he thinks he has a hope that the Kohen Gadol is going to die one day soon. But if he knows for sure he's not going to die, that's going to cause him to lose hope, to have Yeyush. V'nimsa darotzeach miyuash milachzor ad hidnachel ha'aretz. V'lachin b'kiyai gavna, Hashem says, better for them not to work rather than to cause a Jew to give up hope. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. Even for a Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Right, Hashem doesn't want anybody to be Misyayish. As the Kutzker says, Yeyush Shalom Idas. If somebody has Yeyush, he's not thinking straight. Yeyush Shalom Idas. And that's why the Meshech Chachma says they weren't called in until afterwards. I saw in the Kamosi Shalom Rav, he quotes another Achron that says maybe this, a third idea, that maybe this is an idea of Kavod Eretz Yisrael. Just like the Gemara tells us, that the rules by Purim, in the story of Purim, which did not take place in Eretz Yisrael, we still go by walls that were Mukaf Choma Mimos Yeshua Bin Nun. Why? Says the Yerushalmi, in the beginning, of Megillah so that we give kavod to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael wasn't involved. So at least go by, you don't go by Mukavas Choma Miyemos Achashverosh. Miyemos Yeshua Ben Nun, because we want to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe here too, right? We're going to say something works in Chutz La'aretz and not in Eretz Yisrael yet. The Yarei Miklat, so that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited. Meyos Otam, he quotes this from the Darche Chaim, Kavu Chazal Shagam L'Gabay Yarei Miklat. Lo Yitachin L'Vakeres Eber HaYardin Al Pnei Eretz Yisrael. It's not appropriate, and therefore it was delayed. So that's why everything that we've said has to do with why we have such a parak. So again, we spoke about one word. So he says, "Tell Bnei Yisrael, Tnu Lachem." So set up the Ari Miklat. As we know, Chazal tell us you have to put up signs. What do you mean Tnu? To put up signs, Miklat this way, Miklat that way. Why? Well, number one, it could be pikuach nefesh. You got to get in there as quickly as possible. Right? We don't put up signs for the ear for Yerushalayim this way for the Olei Regalim. One of the mafarshim on Perkei Avos, Irving Bunim, writes in his commentary on Perkei Avos that because we want people not to know where Yerushalayim is, they'll have to come and talk to us, and we'll befriend them, we'll play Jewish geography with them, and it'll breed achva v'reus. So dafka, we don't put up signs. Not dafka, we want them to get lost. But if they get lost, it's not so bad. But at Rasech Meshogi, we want him to get there as soon as possible. So he'll run to one of these cities, and as we said before, he'll stand at the Pesach Shar Ha'ir, he'll tell the Zakenim who he is, and they will let him in. He'll sit in that city, as we know, at most, HaKohen HaGadol, until the Kohen Gadol dies. What does the Kohen Gadol have to do with him? A famous question. The Radak here quotes the Sifri, not the Gemara. The Radak quotes the Sifri, who gives two answers that both reflect that this person is like the opposite of the Kohen Gadol. That's why we have to wait. A Rotseach, even Bishogeg, is Mekatzer Yamav Shel Adam. And a Kohen Gadol is Ma'arich. That's why they are kind of opposites. Or Rebbe Omer, the Rotzeach is Metame as Haaretz, Mesalik as Hashchina, and the Kohen Gadol is Metar v'Gorim L'Shchina, Shetishra L'Adam Ba'aretz. So they shouldn't be Zeitz al Zeh. So that's why you have to wait until he dies, and therefore the Kohen Gadol will not be in the vicinity and the proximity of this Rotzeach B'Shogeg. But if you look in the Gemara in Makkos gives us a different reason. Where in Makkos tells us that it smacks of a little bit of the Kohen Gadol's fault. If he's on such a high level, he should have been able, with his zechuyos, to protect somebody, even metaphysically, from getting killed on his watch. Even the Gemara even tells us, in the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, tells us a story that Eliyahu HaNavi used to appear to Reb Shimon Levi all the time. But after a person was eaten by a lion within three parsa of Reb Shimon Levi, Eliyahu didn't come to him for 3 days. Because the significance, the schus of just his existence should have protected. Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Hoylo levakesh rachamim. Hoylo levakesh, just his existence should have been enough to protect. Either way, that's why the Kohen Gadol is connected according to the Bavli. Good. We continue, and we have the six Ari Miklats set up. The most famous one is Chevron. Chevron is one of the Ir Miklats. That's why we said earlier that when Kalev got Chevron as his Nachla, it didn't mean that he got Chevron. Actually, it meant the suburbs, because Kalev was obviously from Yehuda, and the Ari Miklat are six of the Ari Levium. So, it doesn't mean that he actually got Chevron. It means that he had the suburbs of Chevron. It is interesting that we know that there were six Ari Miklat, three of them on the east side, Me'ever LeYarden, and three of them are on the west side. And the Gemara already asks, why do you need equal amounts? There were a lot more Jews on the west side. Why are there equal amounts? So the Gemara says, all the way on the top of Dav Yud Amid Aleph, in Makkos, Akuva Midam Melamed Shahayu Okfin Laharog Nefashos. There were a lot of murderers on the east side. So that's why they needed more there. The question is, that's asked by Tosfos, that's asked by the Gur Aryeh and Parshas Maaseh, what do you mean they're murderers? Ari Miklat are for killers Bishogeg. So who cares if there are more murderers than Mesa? What does it have to do with Ari Miklat? So Tosfos says, well, maybe because right when somebody killed, even if they did it by Mesa, they ran to the Ari Miklat. So, and then before you figured out whether it was Mesa or Shogeg, they would run there, so that's why you needed to be able to accommodate them there. What many of the Bali Musar say, Rav Nevinzal writes this in Maasei, the Gur Aryeh a couple hundred years before him writes this, any Mefarshim say, well, maybe there's a connection between the two. Meaning, if there are a lot of rotzchim b'mezid, that means the value of life in that area is not so high, as not where it should be. So then even accidents are prone to happen as well. B'makom, I'll read it from Ibn Avanzal. B'makom bo rabu rotzchim b'mezid, hari shagam mishalo igia l'shif l'zu, mushpa me'avirat ha'zilzul ha'kvalit b'chay adam. We're influenced by society around us. Einon yitzhar v'hori b'shogeg. And that's why we have the same amount on that side, even though one's about shogeg and one is about mezid. What's the purpose of Ari Miklat? As we said, the pashtus is protection. Pashtus is protection. But there are, if you look in the Chinuch, really three reasons that the Sefer Chinuch gives. And the Achronim, many Achronim, the Birchas Peretz, and many Achronim discuss the Chakira that's known as Onesh or Kahatzala. Is the reason for the Ari Miklat? It's more like a punishment. Galus is mechaper avon, and you have to go into galus to be away from your family. That's one idea of an ir miklat. Galus, right? You go in, and I read from the chinuch. Sheyitztaer aleha tsar galus, sheshakul kimatz, kitzar misa. It's a little bit like misa. Shenifrad adam me'ohavav, just like death is the ultimate separating from one's loved one. So galus is a little bit too. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that galus is a chelik of tshuva. Number one. That's called kapara, or onesh, so to speak. Number two is protection, so the Gol Adam doesn't kill him. Number two. Number three, and those are the two ideas that are mentioned by many. The Rinas Yitzchak here even says, maybe it's even Meduyik in the Psukim. If you look in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'lanus shama rotzayach, to run there, maybe that is his onesh. And then, V'haya lachem l'miklat migoel hadam, that's his protection. So even in the Psukim, you might have both elements. There's a third amazing psychological idea that the Chinuch mentions, and that is, if this Rotzeach B'shogeg is walking around, then every time the Goalei Hadam, the relatives see, they're going to be reminded of the pain of their relative. And even if they're not going to kill him, they're just going to be very, very upset. And it's going to hurt them. They're going to have to relive it. Right? People don't like to go to the courtroom. They don't want to relive the ordeal. So that's another reason. We don't want the Goalei Hadam to have to relive their ordeal. And that's why the murderer is put away. One final point relating to Ari Miklat, and that is a beautiful maimer that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has in Maimer Mem, in the new version, where he discusses the halacha from Maseches Makos, that a Rebbe goes to Ari Miklat with his Talmud, if the Talmud needs, and the opposite, and the Talmudim go with the Rebbe. Why? Because the Gemara says that life without Torah, life without Rebbe, or life without Talmudim, is not life. The Lashon of the Rambam, Chaye Ba'alei HaChachma U'mevaksheha below Talmud Torah, Kemisa Chashuvim. Very beautiful formulation of the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. And therefore, the halacha is that the Rebbe and the Talmidim have to go with each other. Bizman Hazeh, if somebody has an internet connection, it might be that they don't have to. They can listen to Shirim online, and they do not need the actual, even though obviously it's Eino Dome Shmila Re'iyah. But that's the message. That's, he quotes the amazing Ha'ara of Reish Lakash and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was able to get through and keep going on after losing many, many children. The Gemara at the beginning of Brachas tells us he lost 10 children, 10 sons, and yet the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that once his Chavrusa died, Reish Lakish, he couldn't go on. He couldn't live. Efo at Bar Lakisha. Heichan at Bar Lakisha. Where are you, Reish Lakish? And he went crazy. And eventually died because he couldn't live without the Torah. That was his machus. Okay, this takes us through Parakhaf. This was the Ari Miklat Parak. Hashem, we'll have to continue and get into the rest of the Ari Halevim. Okay, we will stop here.